Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Sometimes it's said that perhaps the greatest question in all of science is to answer the question, who are we? Where did we come from? Where are we going? What is our place in this great universe of ours? Well, with us today is someone who could shed some light on that question. We're very glad to have with us Professor Dean Falk. She's a professor of anthropology at Florida State University. Also, she splits her time with the Santa Fe Institute in New Mexico, where she's the senior scholar at the School for Advanced Research, SAR. And she has a new book called Finding Our Tongues, Mothers, Infants, and Origins of Language, and The Fossil Chronicles, How Two Controversial Discoveries Change Our View of Human Evolution. So that's what we're going to talk about today, human evolution. Where did we come from? Where are we going? So, Dean, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Okay, first question. Why did you, as a child, get interested in human origins and anthropology? Usually when we're kids, we dream about being spacemen or our nurses or firemen. What got you off in a direction of understanding who we are?
Well, as a young child, I wanted to be an astronomer and see an alien more than anything in the world.
Is that right?
I majored in mathematics as an undergraduate. And near the end of that, I took a required course in physical anthropology from a wonderful professor named Charles Reed, who was a zoologist. And it was that course. He was terrific. The information was fascinating. And I knew then and there that I wanted to study human evolution. And I also knew that I wanted to learn about the brain.
Okay, well, on Science Fantastic, we've had a number of anthropologists, paleontologists, dinosaur scientists, and they are all, of course, intensely male, testosterone-driven, in fact. But you are a woman, so what is it like to be a woman in a field that is intensely male?
Well, it's certainly been interesting. There were times when I was younger when it was very frustrating, and because I happened to have a man's first name, sometimes that was an advantage because when I would submit things, it would be assumed I was a male. But the field in general is feisty, no matter if you're male or female, and you have to have a thick skin. And I've grown one. Being a female paleoanthropologist. And I would also add that I've had terrific support from mentors who have been men. So it's cut both ways.
Okay. Well, let's just jump right into the whole question of The Fossil Chronicles, the title of your latest book. We've had other anthropologists on the show saying that roughly 6 million years ago, no one knows precisely when, but if you look at the fossil record, you look at the radioactive dating of bones, roughly 6 million years ago, we separated from the apes. So the question is, what did we separate from? I mean, what was it? Was it the weather change, the coming of grassland? Many theories have been proposed. Why did we separate from the apes 6 million years ago in Africa?
Well, you know, there's lots of evidence which supports that, including comparative genetic evidence. And the quick answer is, we don't know. The idea about the grasslands, the open, dry grasslands have changed because it's now known that some of the very earliest fossils that date back around that split were from habitats that weren't entirely open. So it is a mystery. What is thought to be the case, however, is that a pivotal event had to do with getting up and walking on two limbs, bipedalism. And that was fundamentally important early on for our split from the common ancestor that we share with living chimpanzees.
So one theory being proposed is because, well, maybe we lived in trees back then. We have remnants of a tailbone, so maybe we swung around in trees back then. But trees began to recede with the coming of grass. I guess that theory hasn't held up too much then, right, as to the reason why we walked upright is because we left the trees?
Right. That the diminishing of the trees was actually a little more recent, several million years more recently than the separation from chimpanzee stock. And so I would say that does not have a lot of credibility right now. The focus is on, you know, why did we become bipedal? Why did hominids start walking? And it may have been to go after food. That may have been in there. But the idea about the dramatic climate change is no longer held, you know, universally.
Okay. Now, this may come as a little bit of shock to some of our listeners, but the question is, what did we look like? We all have this mental image of us being husky cavemen running around during the Ice Age, but this is way before that period of time. So the question is, well, given the fact that the chimpanzee is our closest evolutionary neighbor in terms of genetics, what did we look like back then about 6 million years ago?
Yes. Good question. Well, we were in Africa. We know that much for sure. And there are some fossils that are fragmentary at that time. The best complete skeleton that's really old is Lucy, and she's about 3.2 million years old. But we do think that she's not a bad model for the common ancestor. And so what that ancestor would have looked like is they would have been a lot smaller than we are today, shorter, with relatively long arms, you know, compared in particular to the legs. It was Africa, and it was hot, so hair at some point would have been lost. The hairy coat, but we're not quite sure when. And with that, there would have been selection for dark skin, for the melanin, which is offers protection against ultraviolet. So things such as hair color and skin color, there's some speculation, but it's reasoned. One takes climate into account and looks at what we do have in the fossil record to make educated guesses. But our ancestors back then would have looked very different from people today.
And speaking about the loss of hair, some people think that when we learn how to sweat, that's when we lost our hair. And sweating is actually quite efficient for long-distance travel. And some people think that we basically outwalked and outran our game because we're quite efficient in terms of heat regulation because we sweat. So the question is, roughly, when did we begin to lose our hair?
Well, no one knows for sure, but it is a good bet that it was in Africa and it was a long time ago, millions of years ago, but we don't have fossilized skin and fossilized hair to answer that specifically. So one needs to make educated guesses. We can be fairly confident that by the time brain size was starting to really increase several million years ago, that there would have been mechanisms for cooling the body and cooling the brain. And those may well have gone along with the loss of hair and with the increase in the proficiency at sweating.
Okay, well, again, your book is called The Fossil Chronicles, How Two Controversial Discoveries Changed Our View of Human Evolution. So let's talk about the first one, the Tong Child. What was that discovery, and what did it change in terms of our worldview?
That discovery was made by a man named Raymond Dart in South Africa, and it was announced in 1925. He actually discovered it at the end of 1924. And at that point, we didn't have an early fossil record, a really old fossil record of ancestors. And so he found a little skull. It was of a child, and it had an associated cast of the inside of the brain case, which reflected or reproduced the shape and some of the details of the brain, and it had a little face attached to it. And he knew by looking at the specimen that it didn't look like an ape and it didn't look like a human. It really looked transitional. And so he had a missing link. He didn't use that term, but he thought along those lines. And he had something unlike anything that had ever been seen before. And so he quietly wrote a paper quickly in Johannesburg and sent it off to Nature, where it was published on February 7th, 1925, and it was an overnight sensation. And he said, I have something that's a potential ancestor. It is a man ape. It's not an ape man. It's a man ape, and nothing's like it's been seen before, so I'm going to give it a new category. We're going to call it the genus Australopithecus and the species Africanus. So he found what was the first ever discovered Australopithecine, as they are now commonly known. And it created a sensation. It upset various people for various reasons. His discovery was controversial for years. He was beaten up by the scientific establishment for having the nerve to find something that disagreed with the accepted ideas of his day. Religious fundamentalists were not happy with his discovery. So he received a lot of grief for his discovery. He lived to be a nice, ripe old 95 years old. And later in his life, his discovery was vindicated and found to be tremendously important. So he had that satisfaction.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with our discussion of human origins. Where did we come from? Where are we going? What do we know about why we are the way we are? Once again, the book is called The Fossil Chronicles, and you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 866-323-2538, and you can get on 130 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So stay tuned as we answer the question, who are we?
You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.